And this planning involves considering everything from, will restaurants have enough staff to work? Does Carbondale have enough places available for people to park an RV? To, does our home look pretty for the world?
Okay, we want to make sure that visitors coming into town are seeing the best that we have to offer. So come spring, we'll be looking at planting new areas, cleaning up graffiti, getting volunteers to help pick up trash, and this will be an ongoing effort.
That's Cinnamon Wheels Smith. She is the executive director of the Carbondale Tourism Bureau. And if you've ever had to get onto a teenager to pick up their room because company's coming, well, that's kind of the idea.
Again, we want to put our best foot forward for our visitors and making sure that they don't see anything that we don't want them to see.
And how is Southern Illinois going to house thousands of people?
So there's a variety of things. And again, we don't obviously expect to house them all in Carbondale. But what we do want to do is identify places that we can do something that's really not normal. So right now the Park District is working to identify locations where they might be able to have some type of camping available. That is complicated though, because we have a no camping ordinance in the city of Carbondale. So there has to be some steps that have to be taken to get the ordinance released for the weekend. And then what do we want to do with folks? How do we get them shuttled around Carbondale? And so there's a lot that goes into that. So we're trying to identify that.
And officials in Carbondale have identified spots where campers could park.
You know, we've sat down, we've kind of talked about it. We've not done any official measurements. But in one location, they can handle, it's 59 to 67 RVs.
And what about the Eclipse Chasers who prefer a hotel? One local business manager said a family from Indiana talked to her, and they said they were shocked at one room rate.
They couldn't find a room, and then they said the rooms that were available were $500 a night. And they said that that was ridiculous, and that if that was the case, it's going to turn off a lot of people in the area. And they were wondering, so they were asking about other towns around, and maybe if they were going to be less expensive. And we just honestly didn't know how to answer that question.
Smith says the prices are often set by the home office, but negotiations are going on at the local level.
We can't really do anything about that, but we have a large assortment of room rates. Now, I have talked to the hoteliers, or at least the managers of the hoteliers, because their rates are set by their corporate offices, and they're talking to their corporate offices about the fact that they do have rooms still available and that they are higher than what the clientele of this area has wanted, because they're not full and they were expecting to be sold out already.
So that's shelter. What about the other basic needs, like food and water? Extra providers have been contacted.
That will help us provide additional food and water to, or other drinks to, these visitors, because as much as we want to keep all of that in our locally owned businesses, the sheer fact that we could get 50,000 people in addition to the 25 that we have year-round as residents, and the additional 17 to 20,000 that we take in as a student population, our businesses just can't handle it.
And one more wrinkle. The Eclipse is on the first day of the new semester at SIU Carbondale. But the interim vice chancellor for student affairs, Lori Stetler, says the university will be accommodating.
We typically move our students in on Thursday and Friday prior to classes starting on Monday. This year, coming up, we will move our students in on Wednesday and Thursday, so that families will have the opportunity to get them in, get settled.
And what about class on August 21st?
And the university will be open on Monday, but we will not be holding classes.
And how much money is this Eclipse expected to bring into Southern Illinois? For that, here is Bo Henson. He is with the Greater Egypt Regional Planning and Development Commission.
I've taken a look at economic impact analysis for these type of events, about 35,000 people, and I think we can expect, with a successful festival, about $7 million of new money being induced into our environment.
Henson also believes that Southern Illinois will continue to benefit even after the moon gets out of the way of the sun.
It is really a chance to attract visitors, but even potentially permanent talent and residents into the area from a regional buffer, which is about 180 to 300 miles.
So the planning here on Earth goes on. As the orbits of the Sun and the Moon creep imperceptibly closer to that magical moment. 1:21 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Monday, August 21st, 2017. I'm Kevin Boucher.